We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I would say, you know, good morning. I'd just say morning, but the Liberty just knocked off the Aces to get their first playoff win in I don't know how many years. Hello, we are back with another episode of Dice It Up. I am happy. It's not my name, but I'm Dano. Back with Ice. Just us today. Ice, can you just calm me down a little bit? Because I'm feeling a little too confident.
Listen, I'm happy for you. I'm happy to see a series that goes back and forth that has some intensity to it. It would have been lame if it was just a sweep. I originally predicted Aces in four. I still think it's going to happen. I still think that with the different elements that we're having right now, the Chelsea Gray injury, which, first of all, Let's start there.
Let's start there. Yeah, that's the huge elephant in the room.
Yeah, Chelsea Gray injury. Okay, from a basketball standpoint, you can't replace her on the court. Like Becky Hammon has said this, you know, earlier post-game. For the Aces, it's already a team that does not have depth. And so now you're forced to start the sixth one of the year, which is not a bad person to have to start, and Alicia Clark. And you've got to manage that Kia Stokes has to play minutes now, consistently. I still believe though that with an Asia Wilson, with a Kelsey Plum that no one has an answer for right now in the finals, with a Jackie Young that will bounce back from an 8-point game in game three. This team has a very good shot at just winning one game because all you got to do is win one, folks. They just need one. So I'm heartbroken for Chelsea Gray. We hope that she's able to play, but obviously by the time that this airs, we'll know. But I just, if you're approaching that game without her, my suggestion is put the ball in Kelsey Plum's hands. Allow her to do her damage. She's going to get other people involved. And Asia needs to shoot in the mid-range. You cannot continue to go back to the basket against Jonquel Jones. That's not where you're going to find success in this series. You're going to find success in the mid-range and making JJ guard you laterally. If you're Jackie Young, be aggressive. Like, Bani Delaney can be intimidating, but you can't be intimidated. I think Bani Delaney, like, sunned her the other – like, I just think she sunned her in game three, which is like, I'm going to be a dog. When we had this conversation, I've told you how I feel about New York basketball. They are very good basketball players who sometimes don't show up as dogs. They show up like very good basketball players. But in game three?
Yeah, they're soft. They play soft sometimes.
Yeah, but in game three, though, it was a team of dogs. It was a team of dogs. Led by JJ, led by Vanija.
So I know. I loved it.
I'm hurting for Chelsea, but I love the way that they played. I just still think that that trio that Aces have, I still think that if they perform at the level that they can win one game because they just got to win one game.
Yeah, It's one game against one of the most talented teams they played. This is not the Connecticut Sun last year, okay? And if that like that's my bar. If we lose in game four, I say we. I got yelled at in the media section because I was getting a little hyped for the Liberty.
Were you?
I can't help it. Yeah. No shame. But if you know anyone from the WNBA is listening, I'll behave. Having Jonquel on Asia finally, I think that's like finally a good switch. I mean, the Stewie on Chelsea Gray was like, wow, like Sandy actually made moves, but like, I don't want to take anything away from Chelsea Gray, but it's hard to look at, you know, data because she plays like 95% of the time. When she doesn't play, it's like, I don't know what to go off of. It's not like she goes out for a few minutes, you know, here and there. So to get a, you know, a sample size of a whole game without her against this Liberty team at home where they haven't, I think they got within 9, but that game was not very close here. So, and we've beaten them by double digits, handed them their worst loss in playoff or in franchise history earlier in the year by 38. Fewest assists they've ever had under Becky Hammon with 13. But like their offensive rating doesn't drop off much when she's off the floor. They still have like you said, so many weapons. It's really comes down to just what Liberty team shows up. Cause yeah, I do agree with you. Anything can happen. I mean, but you, I mean, if you're me, obviously, I don't want to play against Chelsea Gray in the playoffs. They're literally.
No, you don't want to play against the finals, like, the reigning finals MVP. I mean, no, you don't want to play against her. No.
No, at least not for game four. Game five, fine. I want to beat you at your best. I do want to beat the Aces with everybody healthy, including Candace. I don't care. But I do have to walk back like every bad thing I ever said about Jonquel. This is like the third time I've said this, you know, whole season.
I
guess All-Star break.
Yeah, I was gonna say I keep seeing and kept seeing, you know, the JJ hate, and I'm like, are y'all forgetting she's a 2021 MVP? Like, are you forgetting she's literally a force? Like, I'm confused.
I didn't forget. I was just like, yo, where is it? Where is it? It's like Stewie now. I think Stewie played better right now, but I'm like, where is the 2023 MVP? Like, I understand. You're not dropping 40 against the Aces. This isn't the Fever.
Yeah.
But I need more.
I agree with you. Yeah, they gave it to Stewie, and then it seemed like after that, she was like, okay, I get my award. I'm good.
Okay, I have a question for you. If you are the Aces, mm-hmm. and Chelsea is somewhat healthy, but she's hurt. Mm-hmm. Do you risk playing her? Because you know you still have a game five at home in your back pocket, and you can risk further injury. Obviously, I know my answer there, but you know I'm biased, so I'd love to hear yours.
As someone who's been injured and had multiple major injuries, I'm going to lean towards no. I understand 1,000% what is at stake, but if we're talking about possibly a lower leg injury, possibly an Achilles or something occurring, like there is no point in that. And again, this team's still very much dangerous without her. I think you just hope that they show up for her. The reason why we love sports is because of stories like these, where if this team does lose their point guard in the finals MVP and they still come out and beat the Liberty, this is the reason why we love sports. So I don't think that you play her. I don't risk the further injury because Chelsea Gray still has to make a living everywhere else in life. But that's more so what I've been thinking about most of the day, waiting to hear the update on her injury. Is like, yeah, but look at the opportunity that the Aces have. Like, if I'm Becky Hammond, I'm like, look at the opportunity we have. We have an opportunity right now to make history and then like really double make it count. Like, we could be the first team to win championships back to back and do it without our finals MVP. In a must-win game. Think about this. This is why we watch sports. Like, this is why we are all W fam. because of stories like this. Or you can be the Liberty and say you hung in there. Hey, an unfortunate injury happened, and maybe we give you a championship because of unfortunate injury, because everybody knows that without the injury, there's no way that this team would even have a chance to win the next two games. Yes, I clearly state that.
Okay, that's ridiculous. No, you're fine until you get to that point. You're sounding crazier than me right now.
No, I'm not. Listen, the Liberty can bounce back. You got punched in the mouth twice by the Aces on the road. You should absolutely come home and play a good brand of basketball. But if you think that with Chelsea Gray still playing fully healthy, that they were going to win two games in a row, absolutely not. And one of them in Vegas, absolutely not. Come on, Dano. This is like 1 + 2 = 3. There's no way that you actually legitimately thought they were going to win three games straight.
I still do.
I don't care what matchup Sandy Brondello pulled out, which I thought they were fantastic. I'm like in love with her X's and O's and matchups right now. But even then, you still have a team that got punched in the mouth for game three, and you got two games to fix and make adjustments. It's not going to happen if Chelsea Gray is healthy. And if she's not healthy, I still don't think it's going to happen. I still believe in Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, and Jackie Young. And Alicia Clark, a two-time WBA champion, a sixth woman of the year, that is going to be a problem for them to guard. Can I tell you why? Can I go on a rant right now? Game three.
I guess. I'm listening, but I don't like it.
Listen, because this is, look, game three, Sandy Brondello decided to put Sabrina Ionescu on Kia Stokes. Right?
Yeah, brilliant.
Looking on paper, you're like, whoa, mismatch. But obviously, Kia Stokes not going to be an offensive threat and not going to assert herself in the post. So the match absolutely worked. The issue now, though, is that Courtney Vandersloot and Sabrina Ionescu, somebody has to guard Alicia Clark. For somebody, that's a mismatch.
I don't care. I don't think Alicia Clark is getting more than 12 points. She's not creating.
She gets 12 and the rest of them get what they average in playoffs, which is about 22, 23, 25. It's 90 points right there, my friend. 90 points. We know that three of the Aces can score 72. They did it a few games ago. Substitute Chelsea for Asia. Three people will score you 70 points.
They're not playing. They can't play 40 minutes. At some point in the history of this league, the refs are going to call fouls on Asia Wilson. I do believe that. She gets every call in the damn game. I mean, yeah, I went on a little rant there.
For refs calling fouls for Asia, then I think you're banking on the wrong thing. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm saying you have to play differently when you know that you don't have much off the bench.
But they've been knowing that. Think about it. They've been knowing that.
Yeah, and it's worked out so far. But then when you take out a huge piece, like, you know,
to change their defensive mind without having Chelsea Gray before.
Okay, you know, I think at first I thought there was a bit of an overreaction to Chelsea Gray, but listening to you, it's like, dude, do you not realize who she is? I mean,
it's not that I don't realize who she is. I just also realize the people around her. I just also realize who else is there and around her. And I also know how soft New York can be.
Yeah. Why don't I, that's semantics. Like, if they don't play hard, they don't play like their playoff lives are on the line. There's a good shot that they do lose, but all things considered, New York comes out and plays even close to their potential. I mean, we missed so many open shots last game. Defense was great. On everybody but Kelsey Plum, basically.
And no one can figure that out right now, how to guard Kelsey Plum. But unfortunately,
let her get 29. Let her key in the focus on everybody else. I think we have one of the, if not the best perimeter guard defenders in the league, in Binaja Laney. Statement game from her. I think she comes out and does the exact same thing.
I'm a huge Binaja fan, so I don't deny that. I'm a huge Binaja fan. She should get more credit than what the city gives her. A huge Binaja Laney fan.
I think she was getting a lot of credit. She just hadn't been shooting too well. And we love offense here. That's just what we do. But you got to win with defense. And, I mean, Asia didn't get anything easy last night. But I think New York could have won by way more than what, 14 is what they won by. They outplayed him tremendously. I know it got within six in the fourth, but I think that was some jitters. Fourth quarter jitters are a real thing. It's like playing not to lose. Ask Dallas. They didn't score for 5 minutes.
I feel like you sound like, I don't know. This is just so interesting.
Making a lot of excuses. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like you're holding a foot over there, and I sound like I believe in a team. Like, you sound like you're hoping to believe.
No, I'm afraid. I'm not lying. I mean, like, it is one of the, you look at game one and game two, and I mean, I remember telling a few people yesterday, that is the best basketball team I've ever seen. And they only had six players.
Yo, like, a different level of basketball was played in the first two games. Oh, it was gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I bet my hard-earned dollars on the Liberty the first two games. And to lose both of them like that, oof, hurt. But I'm like, it's game three. We're due for a blowout. We've beaten them by 9 points or greater every time we've beaten them. We're undefeated at home against them this year. Barclays is absolutely rocking. All 17,000 plus, including some media members. Sorry. My wife is going to be wearing the exact same outfit she wore on Sunday. I think I'll wear the exact same outfit. But the other aspect is you got some positive minutes out of Courtney Vandersloot, who was struggling. Mm-hmm. Sabrina almost had as many assists as the Aces. People can say what they want about her, but, you know, about her scoring. Hits a huge three that's basically a dagger at the end of the game. Has 11 dimes. Like, and she held her own against Jackie a few times. Like, got to stop. I mean, Jackie was talking more than I've ever seen Jackie talk in a game.
Jackie was just very much frustrated with Bonai Gelini. And Bonai Gelini was very much happy she was frustrated. Like, sometimes playing defense against someone that is great as Jackie Young, it doesn't just become a physical game and anticipation game. It becomes a mental game. Like, yeah, maybe you talk a little trash. Maybe you do try and get on her nerves a little bit. Maybe you do try to get in her head. You're trying to use every advantage possible. And I think Bonai Gelini is just like a characteristic dog on defense. Like, I'm not going to let you have anything easy, and you're going to know nothing easy is coming this way. I do think that it was a bright spot that Courtney Vandersloot looked like a 14-year vet in the league, praise the Lord, because I'm not sure what the other two games was going on.
Like, I mean, they're letting her shoot, right? And you gotta make shots.
Right, yeah, which for some players, like, leaving you open does more to your mental than closing out. At least closing out, you feel like you're important, you gotta make the shot. Leaving you open is disrespect. And it was working, but I agree with you that she did play a little bit better. I honestly just think, not because JJ's 27 point performance, I just think JJ and Banaja are bringing like the mentality that we're here, we've got to compete. And it just doesn't seem, thank God for their attitudes and mentality. Otherwise, the soft would be worse than soft. The reason why Sabrina receives so much backlash is one, because there are media members that are just for her and pushing her forward. But the other is like the little things, like doing the night-night celebration after a three that you make, after the game is decided, after the people who really won you the game don't always get the most credit. See, like, JJ should do a night-night celebration every time she walks up and down the court, because she's hustling on defense, she's making plays happen, and she's knocking down stuff. Sabrina right now is riding on everybody else's coattails. Everybody else's coattails, period. Period. The Sabrina that we saw that broke records during the season, that was knocking down shots, that was a main focal point, that was talking trash, has not been active in these playoffs. I almost forgot she was on the court the other day. And the only reason I remembered that Courtney Vandersloot was on the court the other day is because they kept leaving her open and she kept missing open shots. But thankfully for you, those two decided to show up and play in game three, so you guys had a chance.
Okay, hold on. My brain's working overtime right now because there's so many things you just said that are just... Like, it's just pure filth coming out of this mouth, Ice.
It's basketball.
No. First, you said the whole playoffs. Go back and watch Series 1 against a tough Washington team. And Series 2, she hits a big plays against Connecticut when she wasn't guarded by... I mean, she's the focal point of a lot of these defenses. Like, sorry about it. I mean, you heard
plays.
You heard Becky Hammon say it in a press conference. She's like, I think Jonquel is who we rather shoot threes, which is ridiculous. Jonquel's hitting at a great clip, especially in the playoffs. But she's like, we don't want Sabrina shooting threes. It's like, yeah, that's, you know, she's one of the best 3-point shooters of all time. But to get mad over a celebration, I mean, what are we children? Like, who cares? Like, this is why everyone is way too sensitive. She hits a dagger three and does the night celebration. Do you think she really gives a shit what people think? Excuse my language. Wow. I'm not cutting that, but like, she does not care. She just, I mean, they're having fun. They won a game.
It looked like they weren't going to. I should have started it with a round of applause to the Liberty for winning a game. Oh, I'm so proud.
Dude, I love that you're on the Aces. I love it. You're not
on the Aces. I just know basketball. I believe in dogs. I just think the Aces have dogs. Becky is a dog. Asia's a dog. Kelsey's a dog. Jackie's a dog.
We have dogs with inside of us, okay, here in New York. And we play.
Y'all have to wait to get punched in the mouth twice to bring out the Chihuahua.
Okay. I mean, I.
But hey, no disrespect to JJ or Benaisha, because they're hooping. They've been dogs. They're just waiting for everybody else to follow suit.
I want to give Stewie credit. She was crashing every board. Did get him sometimes. Was on the floor a lot yesterday. I was impressed with the overall effort. That's what you want to get out of your MVP. I do just want the shooting percentage to go up, because that's what I expect. From one of the greatest playoff scorers of all time. Okay. Looking ahead at game three, let's assume for right now, based on what we know and based on what we've seen, crutches, everything, Chelsea Gray is not playing. What is your prediction for this game? And how confident do you feel about it?
It's Aces and four. Told you my mind's not changing on that. I think they're going to win by a margin of like 6 or 7.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think if you put the ball in Kelsey Plum's hands, you make sure that Jackie Young is getting more offensive flow where she can go downhill and spot up for threes, and Asia operates in the mid range, that they're still going to have a tough time defending and guarding those three. And you still add the sixth woman of the year in Alicia Clark. It's not the team. Yes. Listen, we missed the point guard.
What happens when someone gets in foul trouble?
See, I love this time of year when people start throwing the what ifs out there that haven't happened in games. Like, what if someone gets in foul trouble? When was the last time somebody really got in foul trouble for the Aces in which they actually had to sit during critical moments of a game where they could not play? I know Kelsey Plum has gotten a little bit of foul trouble here or there, but this team has been playing all season with six players. They understand how to guard without fouling. Unless the referees wake up on Sunday and decide that they're going to blow every whistle against the Aces, this team knows how to defend without fouling. They've been doing it all season. So I'm not banking on the second to last or the last game of the season for them to get out of their character and to start being hack-a-shack out there. I don't think so.
Here's the problem.
I think better of them. I think more elite of them. The fact that they made it all season and lost the amount of games that they did, and players did not get in foul trouble or foul out consistently, I don't think that's a factor. And I don't think you can bank on it being a factor. I'd rather bank on somebody getting tired first before you bank on them fouling out.
Okay, here's the problem with what you're saying, and I get it. A player needs rest, okay? player A needs rest. They can't play – all five of them can't play 40 minutes. Like, it's just –
You're not going to.
Okay. Okay. So you are going to.
It's one game. It is one. They just got to win one game. You just got to score 90 and not allow them to get to 90. Like, it's just one game. So yes, if you ask Asia and Kelsey and Jackie and Kia and Alicia to lay it on the line and play 39 minutes of good basketball for one championship, they will do it. These are the best players in the world.
I'm not doubting that they're gonna try hard. Like, that's —
oh, you're crazy.
But like, to just think that the Liberty are gonna like not bring the same type of intensity, like, just because —
Did I say that?
No, I'm saying, if you take Chelsea Gray off this team, as it is, the Liberty are just objectively a better team and have more players that can do more things. It's
more players that can do more things. I want you to think
about more stats. I want you
to, if you really think so, have we seen Kelsey Plum's stats in this series? Jackie Young had a playoff career high the other day, 26 points. Aza Wilson, who should have been the second MVP instead of the MVP that was actually named. Come on.
No, here's what I'm saying, bro.
They have more players, the Liberty. They have more players. They have more basketball players.
Absolutely.
Literally.
You have nobody's averaging over 5 minutes on this team. Besides the players that are playing in this game, the five left, nobody behind them averages more than 4 minutes. Kirsten Bell 6.8, but please play her 10, play Sydney Colson 10. But anyways, I mean, my prediction, it's another Liberty blowout, guys. It's a Liberty blowout. It's written in the stars. Maybe we'll get a good game five. Aces are at home. I feel good about it. I feel
what
good.
What was your original prediction?
It was Liberty and four. Okay. That's out the window.
Okay. It's okay.
I got to adapt. What can I say? And did I feel like super confident about the game three? No. If the Liberty show up, we're getting a game five. That's plain and simple. Like, you just we're that good, and people forgot how good we are. We didn't play that well in game three. Just show up. We haven't hit our peak yet. I've been saying it all year. Haven't hit our peak yet. So be ready. That's all I got to say.
This is so interesting. I'm so against it, but like,
yeah, I know.
I just
problematic podcast for us, right?
Yeah,
now.
I know. Like, what are we? Gonna, we're really dicing it up here. Like, this is.
I know. I would love. I was gonna invite you to game four, but I don't need that energy around me.
I'm walking in there with the Aza Wilson jersey you sent me.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I gave one to Don. It was great karma for us. I'm playing chess. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Staley. Throughout the first pitch in the Phillies game tonight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed. I know Coast to Coast will be up the next day. Game four. It's coming. Hopefully we have a game five and an epic, you know, finale to this great season to talk about next week. And then it's time to get ready for college. But I love you either way. Disagree with you a lot tonight, but love you.
Okay, drinks on me when the Aces win in four.
Ha.